They and the doctors and nurses of the CDC and the Uniform Public Health Service have really turned the corner on the Ebola epidemic in Liberia. But I'm calling for a change in strategy by the Pentagon. We can't declare mission accomplished and withdraw too early here. We can bring home 1,000 or more of these troops now. They're currently bored because they've accomplished a lot of their mission of building infrastructure, building new Ebola treatment units all over the country, deploying new military testing labs all over the country, and setting up a vital infrastructure. The raging epidemic that threatened the whole country in September is now down to a few embers scattered across this country. But we need a new strategy to adapt to conditions on the ground. Our troops should remain, some of them, for the rest of the year to help make sure that Liberians can transition our emergency Ebola treatment units into community-level health clinics and transition our high-tech military mobile testing labs into Liberian-run local labs so that going forward, this epidemic really is brought to an end in Liberia.